Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, I have a special guest, Dr. Alyssa Demos, and she is joining us from New Hampshire. I love Alyssa. She is one of my favorite people. She gets my Jersey attitude because she's an East Coaster. So we have had some real authentic conversations that just are like, just go with it. You know, we just say how we feel. And I love that energy. I love when I meet somebody else that's not reserved, who's owning who they are, who's excited to play full out. And I feel like you just embrace that personality 100%. So thank you for joining us. I know everybody's going to really love this conversation today.
I appreciate it. I low-key can't believe that I got the message to be on the pod, because long before we met, I was creeping on you for a bit. I'm like, someday Steph's going to talk to me. And I was like, did not think it was going to be yet, but I'm thrilled about it. So really pumped.
Yes, let's dive into it. So tell the listeners how you got into entrepreneurship.
All right. So I'd say my journey was like a reluctant one. In school, I low-key always knew I wanted to have my practice, but not because I think I love business. I wanted to have my practice because that was, in my mind, the only way you're going to make any money and make the rules and live the life you want. But the ironic thing about my story is I spent 10 years working for other people. So I feel like I'm like the queen of associates. And I have lots of stories to tell from that journey. So I opened my own doors here in the thick of COVID when the world was literally shutting down. And I am just too analytical to a fault at times. I just had this pull, like, it's now or never, bitch. Like, you've been doing it. Just do it. And yeah, so February 2021, I started my own practice finally. So 15 years. 4 for me, 10 for other people, and a whole lot in between.
What do you think during that 10 years of associateship? Just real quick, give the listeners one thing that was a great experience and one thing that wasn't, so they can see the duality of that.
Oh, okay. So great experience, and this sounds egotistical and it's not meant to be. I got my hands on so many different people. I've been told countless, like, I have good hands. I know I'm a good adjuster. If we're just going to boil it down to a mechanical skill, I'm good. And I know I'm good. So that was like a blessing, like repetition in the rounds. But I met a lot of people, a lot of cool stories. Well, to the equal end of that, there's a lot of not so cool stories from the experience. And it really boils down to coaching, which I think we need to unpack, because I am proud to say in Nashville, which was my first in-person Steph event, I won an award.
Win an award.
I did. And I didn't see it coming, but you started talking. I'm like, oh, snap. I got an award. I did.
So the first time I met Alyssa was like a year and a couple months ago. And my first interaction with her, it's important you guys know this, my first interaction with her, she had said hi, and Jet was with me. We were at a conference together and she had said hi. She saw Jet. She's like, oh my God, I love his hair. Like everybody does. And we were chatting. I'm like, okay, we have cool vibes. And then in the next iteration, she's on stage talking about how much she chiropractic coaching. And I'm like, oh, this is interesting. And here's the difference. It's like most people would have been like, wrote it off, right? Like me, anytime I hear something like that and like a strong opinion, I'm curious. I want to learn more. Tell me more. What was it that you didn't like? And tell me about your experience. And then we chatted after you got off stage. And I was like, so tell me more about it. And you dove into it. And I was like, oh girl, I hate those people too. That's terrible. That's like prison. That's not coaching. And so
it's true.
Let's talk about what your experience was, because I think there's a lot of people in our profession that have probably had a similar experience and then have written off coaching ever since then.
Yeah. And I would love, if anyone takes anything from this, I would love for them to not have to take the amount of years it took me to find where I belong. First practice I worked for as an associate, he was adjusting me when I was in college, and I love this man immensely. He is the reason why I'm a chiropractor. So shout out to Dr. Ed Rusher. And he used to tell me when I was there in college, like I had it in my mind after working, but I was a pharmacy tech from like the age of 14. So it was like a little mom and pop store was my first gig. I was making $4.25 an hour, but then I just kept the job because I liked having some money. And my parents were like, yo, you got to work. So I came from that kind of upbringing. Anyway, it was my first associateship. He was with a previous coaching company. And then when I came on board, he was transitioning to a new one. And so one of my first like things I did, literally graduated, got the degree, moved back to New Hampshire. I had a kid when I was in school, but we don't have time for all that. But happily married, but was not on the bingo card to get pregnant in school. Best thing ever, but yeah. So he was switching companies and I had to go to upstate New York for the first training. And then I went to LifeU and we were very philosophical, like green book, you were a dirty mixer if you adjusted below Atlas. And so I knew I was a dirty mixer. And our business classes were between two coaching companies. Mm-hmm. That's the truth. So my tuition dollars were paying for two shitty coaching options. So you graduate, you don't know what the fuck you're doing. Maybe you think you're good at adjusting. You're going to find out once you're not on these skinny, healthy 20-year-olds. So I went to New York and got like indoctrinated in all these scripts I'm supposed to say. And all this is how you write the care plan. And it was like, you know, I know the owner was spending a lot of money on it. And it was like, do as you're told. And so I just did as I told, but gross experience for me. Not because of the clinic owner, but it never felt good. It never felt good to be told, pretend what you're looking at on their x-rays like cancer. And I'm like, what, dude? This is where I'm going to ruffle some feathers philosophically, because this whole subluxation conversation, yeah, I understand the impact. I understand you do stuff like what it can mean for your health and vitality. But anytime someone's taking something that is not great for your overall health or your health optimization and comparing it to fucking cancer, I was just like, hold the horses. I feel like I'm joining a cult against my will. And that's what it felt like. So anyway, kept my head down, did it, never felt good about it. It was like, you know, this group.
It felt incongruent with what you wanted to actually do. Incongruent.
Year of care. No judgment if you do that. It's 3 times a week, 3 months. I don't care. You've been adjusted twice. Everyone got the same thing. It was truly like business model and they're trying to make it sound based on philosophy. And maybe it was, but for me, it was just made me feel gross.
And I think this is important. If that is somebody's philosophy and they know that they get great results, that's totally okay. But it's
right.
End of the day, we are such all different doctors. We have to have autonomy over what we think is best for the patient in front of us.
Yeah. And for me, it was just like, I was having this like inner battle, like, okay. And then I think it's obvious with whoever else I've worked for through the years that I feel with certainty, they always say you're a really good doctor. And that's true. But they were like, you weren't really good at selling. But it was because I didn't believe in what I was doing.
And what did we just talk about? $1 million movement.
Right.
Like, you want to get good at selling, be so bought into what you're selling. That's all it comes down to. And if that's incongruent, of course you're not going to be good at closing care plans.
And so then I had the opportunity to buy his practice. It had been about 5 years at that point and a whole lot in between. I was entering my second marriage. I will say I lost my first husband. He committed suicide. So it was rough. I stayed a long time because it checked a lot of boxes.
You had so many variables.
Right. I had a kid. He was a toddler. So I was just trying to keep my head above water. And I did not hate my job. I love being a chiropractor. I was not fit for that model. So 5 years and it was time to buy. And that didn't make sense either. Happily remarried. Like I could pop off about James like all day long. Like what a gift after everything I went through. And then I thought it was time to start my own. Then we were expecting my daughter, Penelope. And then I got a phone call from another clinic owner who was 45 minutes north of where I live. And sadly, one of her associates was just diagnosed with cancer. So she had a very high volume practice again. She had 3 female docs and it was like, can you come cover? Like she somehow knew I, again, came from high volume.
Yep.
So on and so forth. So I filled that void. And sadly, that beautiful soul passed. She was young. And my 3-week stint there turned into 4 years. And it was just another different coaching company, more cringy. I like
even worse than the first.
Yeah, like some of the stuff in the binder, and I feel like I was never meant to try to ruffle feathers. I was never trying to be that employee that wouldn't fall in line. But like, legit, you have a doctorate. You went to school, and then you're reading, like, in the group chat, you're supposed to say, did you know the human spine was designed to be 120 years old without ever getting arthritis? And then before that, you're talking about how gravity affects joints. It was just like someone wrote this high or on drugs, maybe in the 80s. And it's like photocopying this binder for years, and you're paying for that. And again, I did not have a bad experience. I just was another square peg that didn't belong in a round hole. And then, yeah, COVID hit, and it was like, volume tanked. I think all these successful business owners, practice owners can resonate with that. And I was so blessed. I was so grateful I was not a business owner at that time.
Totally.
But then it was the push to just go do it. So I did it. But I have a very different style practice. I will say I knew I did not want to do high volume. No judgment if you're a person who does. For me, it's not for me. I wanted people to not feel like a number. I didn't want to do these pitchy, salesy things that didn't make sense to me. I wanted to communicate it in a way that made sense to me. So ironically, I felt like a fish out of water because for all these years, I was so used to being told what to say and how to say it, but I've never gotten like my own groove of what does this look like for me?
And what's true to you?
For sure. I feel like I've definitely had a bit of an identity crisis in a way that you've helped me so much with. And I mean that in the most genuine way, because when I met you and I was sharing in that talk, like the 15 years of what's going on, I did not come from a place where I trusted coaches because I really thought it was just going to be do more of what we're telling you to do. Here's this. And it was not like when I met you, you're like, girl, I don't care how you want to practice. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay. So yeah. And I think there's a lot to be said about that because I'm happy. I'm successful. And I feel like I have a really pretty decent balance between it all. But I'm not trying to be something I'm not. Totally. And oh God, it's so amazing.
It's so refreshing because I think there was a point too, like when you first came into our ecosystem and decided to start working with us, you were like, is this going to work for me? Yes. Is this going to work for me? Because I am not the typical client. I do have a boutique practice. I don't want to do year-long care plans. You had all these things that made you unique. And I still was like, yes, it is going to work for you. I promise. Because we're not giving you a script to follow. We're guiding you on how to improve your particular systems, how to free up your particular capacity. Your capacity and the way that you want to practice is different than a single person without any children. You have two children that you're optimizing for time with and families and things like that. And I think it's been really cool to see your evolution because there's still been mindset stuff. And when it comes to selling, listen, we're all selling something every day. Like I'm selling Kyle on my idea of where we should eat for dinner, where we should travel for vacation. Like I need him to buy into my idea, right? So we're selling all the time. And so there's a cringy way to do it. And there's a really aligned, authentic way to do it. Even just unpacking some of our previous experiences and being like, okay, I know that a patient's better if they commit to 12 visits with me or whatever it might be, whatever you feel good doing. There's a way to make that process more aligned with who you are. And I think it's just been so fun to have you come in and be also poured into of what is it that Alyssa wants and how can we get there sooner? And maybe if you don't have clarity, can we help you find some clarity?
1,000,000%. But for me, it was amazing to see that I have people who choose wellness care and see me on the reg, but I didn't have to be like, so your body needs, you need a year right out the gate. You don't know me. I don't know you. You don't trust me. You don't want to be sold to. So that's been amazing. But I think also the biggest thing, stuff that is not talked about, like I'm here in my beautiful little practice with my Bernie doodle, but I had no community. And I feel like if nothing else, I'm sitting at the cool kids table, but not because I'm a poser. I found people I'm congruent with and we all practice so differently. You help people who aren't even chiropractors. And I'm like, oh my God, this is good. Like I truly cannot even explain the value of that alone. Not only are you helping me in my business, but man, I'm like where I finally belong. But it took a long time to get there. I was like crazy.
And I think too, like sometimes we just think it's not out there. Okay, you could have been like, I'm in practice 15 years. I'm just going to ride solo dolo, do my own thing and operate. And that's a way to be, but we are humans. We crave a community, a tribe, an understanding amongst ourselves. We want to connect with people on a deeper level. And I do think to your point, like that's something we've really dialed in at the Wealthy Practitioner. We just happen to attract like some of the coolest people on the planet. And once you see what's possible, and the thing that honestly unites us is that we all have very similar values. Because it's people are resonating with my values or with Nikki's values or whatever. And all of us have very similar values. And it's like, you're not allowed in this if you're like, I'm going to do whatever it takes and I don't care about anything else. We're probably not the people for you. You know, if you're willing to sacrifice your whole life just to make $1 million, like that doesn't really sound fun. I'm not interested in helping you do that. But if you want to do it in an aligned way for you that feels really good, then you're welcome to join us. But I think to your point, the community aspect is so huge, but you didn't even know what you were missing.
It's true.
Didn't even know it existed.
It's true. I literally make the joke, oh, I came through all that, feel like mixed up from it. Never question that I'm not a good doctor. I'm not meant to be a chiropractor. Like question more like, am I cut out for business? Because I never thought of a business model that wasn't anything that was like I had to do. And nothing, not for nothing, but I truly, one of my core values as a human is like just being very authentic. And I can say after peeking behind the curtain of everyone at TWP, like, you know, you, Nikki, Gabrielle, Brandy, even she's a savage. I love her, by the way. And Caitlin, like everyone's authentic. I don't get this like stupid metaphysical answer that would make me cringe and just be like, you know what? I'm not giving you my money anymore. Like legit, this happened once onboarding with a third coaching company. And this guy was like on the call, oh, you're like a Ferrari. It's been in the garage and it just needs to, I'm like, are you kidding me right now? I'm like, no, absolutely. No, they're like, no, girl, it's just very real. And it's so refreshing. And it's, oh my God. Yeah, if nothing else, I found my place. I found my tribe. And I don't want people to like linger in it. And I hope that helps. Truth be told, I hope it helps because it's a lot of fun. And I feel so encouraged and motivated to show up differently as a business owner. And it doesn't reflect poorly on the care I want to give my patients. But now I'm thinking like, girl, I got a kid going to college in 3 years. My husband's a financial planner. We're doing good. Thank God, because of him. I'm doing good too, but I am not upset or ashamed to say, I want to do better. Like I want to do
absolutely.
Better.
And can we let them know how much you increased?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So I'll give you my stuff journey. I met her at ICPA. I'm like, I like this bitch. Still not sure. Like jaded. And then started bitching the podcast. You had done. Oh, I bought Accelerator. I saw the price. So when I met you, I'm like, she's good. I don't know if I can afford her. But so limiting mindset that I didn't believe in myself or want to spend the money myself. So it was like affordability, trust, check the box. I saw the content. I'm like, oh, there's no filthy script. There's no, here's what to do. And I was like, oh, all right. I really like her. And I always liked you from the start. And then I was like, full send. And then I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm doing 90-day sprint. So from Q1 of last year, I made 33% more from Q1 this year, just from 90-day sprint alone. And I'm not done doing all the doing. So like, I'm going to take ownership there.
Yeah. That's just with implementing what you were able to in the 90 days. You still have a list of things that you can continue to implement through the rest of the year.
Exactly. And in the end of the day, I'm still the same person taking like unbelievable care of people. And it's just that I'm just less willing to not have the same boundaries as a human or as a doctor or as a business owner anymore. And I love that I have such a good crew to help me spread my wings a little bit or a lot bit more. Because
And that's the thing. Like you said, I'm doing great, but could I improve 10%, 15%? Yeah. Can I just get a little more clarity? And that's really what we aim to do. So I'm so grateful that you came on and shared your story. I think a lot of people are going to resonate with like kind of being burned in the past and just thinking it's not for you. But anything that we say at the Wealthy Practitioner, BDQ, bitch, don't quit. That comes finding your community too. Like even if you don't resonate with us, I want every entrepreneur to have support. So whether it's wealthy practitioner or not, keep looking because there's somebody out there that can help you. There's a community out there that wants to support you and love you and call you up to your highest level. And I'm just so grateful they got to hear that. So thank you for sharing.
Yeah, same. I'm grateful. The universe is funny. God, universe, all of it is funny and is good. And ultimately, I know when I saw that gorgeous little freaking blonde surfer baby of yours, and I was like, do I talk to her? And I'm like, yeah, I'm very friendly, but he was just meant to be. So I feel it's very serendipitous. And yeah, I can't thank you enough. And I think it's great how it shook out. So thanks for my award, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome. She got most likely not to do business coaching, but did TWP.
The thing of it for me too, just real quick in closing, is I'm not embarrassed to say now I have a business coach.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel cringy. Like it doesn't feel like, I'm like, no, man, I've got a great mentor and a good crew of people behind her. And I'm like, I've got my tribe now.
So good.
Yeah, so good. Thank you, Steph.
Hey there, do you struggle with using multiple softwares to run your office? Well, I have the perfect solution for you. Genesis Chiropractic Software by Clinic Mind. This all-in-one system and billing service is cloud-based and designed by chiropractors for chiropractors. Its automated workflows streamline every aspect of your practice, from efficient billing processes that increase your collections to easy-to-use dashboards and retention tools that will keep your patients compliant with your care recommendations. We all know it's not just about getting more new patients, but also keeping the ones you do have happy. If you're interested in improving your office with a proven platform that works and want things to stop falling through the cracks, check them out at genesischiropracticsoftware.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.